The Sycamore Land Trust added over 80 acres to its Bean Blossom Bottoms Natural Preserve last week. The new land contains wetlands, forest, and existing farmland. Abby Henkel, communication director for the Land Trust, says building Bean Blossom Bottoms has been a continual process since the first acquisition 20 years ago.
It started with just one parcel, and we've added on over the years. So this is just another addition to it. It's 84 acres. It has been farmed, but a lot of the land in that area is not ideal for farming just because it's wetland, it's swampy, and it floods a lot of the year. So what we've done there over the years is restored the habitat there, let the trees grow, let it flood when it needs to flood, and, you know, let the wildlife and the native plants come back. So that's eventually what will happen with this land. We'll probably farm it for a few years while we figure out what to do with it and how to take care of it. And that's farming it for a few years is actually maybe better than just letting it get overgrown with invasive species. So that's kind of our management plan at this point.
Bean Blossom Bottoms and its new land hosts a number of protected and endangered animal species. The Indiana bat, Kirtland snake, and the crawfish frog all call the area home. In the total, the preserve helps preserve the habitats of over 12 endangered species. Henkel says that balancing public accessibility with protecting these endangered species can be difficult. For the new acquisition to the Bean Blossom Preserve, there will be minimum human presence allowed.
There's no plans to add a trail to it anytime soon. It's hard to access. It's not near the current trail. So public access is really important to us, as is, you know, letting nature take its course. So that's why we put trails in parts of the preserve that we think are best suited for it. And there's a lot of the preserve. I mean, this is now over 600 acres that will just kind of be on its own.
Bean Blossom Bottoms Nature Preserve has been named a state important bird area by the National Audubon Society, as well as being dubbed a wetland of distinction by the Society of Wetland Scientists.